Approved, Mississippi legislature sends heartbeat abortion ban to governor. By Dr. Susan Berry on March 19, 2019. The Mississippi State Senate passed legislation Tuesday that would prohibit abortions after a fetal heartbeat can be detected, usually at the 6th or 7th week of pregnancy. With approval by the State House and Senate, the bill now heads to Republican Governor Phil Bryant for his signature. Mississippians value the sanctity of life and expect their elected leaders to fight for those beliefs, said Republican Lieutenant Governor Tate Reeves, reported DAM. A beating heart clearly means life has begun and should be protected. I appreciate the work of both senators and representatives for getting this legislation to Gov. Bryant's desk. The measure, which passed the state Senate, 34-15, largely along party lines, amends Mississippi Code to provide that a physician performing an abortion on a pregnant woman before determining if the unborn human individual has a detectable fetal heartbeat is subject to license revocation or disciplinary action. The bill provides an exemption for medical emergencies. Planned Parenthood Southeast advocates condemned the bill in a statement, claiming abortion is the equivalent of health care. We expect this to be on the governor's desk as early as this week and it could wind up in litigation almost immediately, said Felicia Brown Williams, Mississippi State Director for Planned Parenthood Southeast Advocates. This is absolutely devastating for the people of this state. People die every day in Mississippi because they lack access to health care. Lawmakers in Georgia are also considering a fetal heartbeat abortion ban, and Governor Matt Bevin, RKY, has already signed one into law. The American Civil Liberties Union, ACLU, filed a legal challenge to Kentucky's law on Friday, the day Bevin signed the legislation, and a federal judge temporarily blocked the law from taking effect.